The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, The Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio.
Greetings, this is Martin Petella, the founder of Life Enthusiast. If you have been listening to the Power Hour for years, I have been here for probably over 18 years. You have probably bought the Prills and perhaps the magnesium that we have been providing to the Power Hour. We actually sell a lot of products in the store called Life Enthusiast, including the Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizer, and including all kinds of wonderful products that you will be able to get your hands on there. Now that the Power Hour has decided to not stock physical products, we're stepping in to help you with all of the necessary nutrients, ingredients for healthy life. If you decide to follow to the Life Enthusiast store, there's a special link, and it's the following text, bit.ly/LE for Life Enthusiast dash or hyphen Power Hour. So that's bit.ly/LE-Power Hour. I hope you understand all of that. Anyway, today I wanted to talk to you about who owns your body. I think that we have been put on this planet with the intention of being custodians, of actually doing something with the world that we're born into and leaving it in a better shape than we found it. At least that's been the rules that I tried to live under. Of course, we are here for a limited amount of time, and we do wear out. That's just the way things go. But what I would like to do is put your attention on this. If you are given by fate or whatever 97 years, how many of those 97 years do you want to spend active rather than sitting in a wheelchair waiting for someone to bring you your meal? Now, that is an important point, right? If we're going to actually leave a mark, if we're actually going to do something useful with our presence here in the world, we need to take care of ourselves. And it starts with the consciousness. It really does. The most important bit in our existence is how we orient ourselves. The spiritual health first, emotional health second, your thoughts, and finally, what you do, your activities, your habits, right? Well, we've had an interesting turn of events just a couple of days ago. Thank God, I think we're hopefully going to see a change in direction for the entire nation. I have been feeling so encouraged by the words that Robert F. Kennedy put out in calling, "Let's make America healthy again." The story is very obvious. We collectively are suffering from a metabolic disease. It's chronic, degenerative, inflammatory disease that is increasing in quantity in throughout this nation. And there are main reasons for it, and all of them are essentially anchored in the progress of the industrial age. By the way, I want to encourage you to call in with comments. I would love to be able to answer any question that you may have. I'll be talking about the general progression of human life and what the inputs are that we do control and what we should do about it. So if you want to comment or ask a question, please do that. The number here is 888-429-5471. So that's 888-429-5471. Feel free to dial in, chime in, and comment, and share your story too. My story is kind of interesting in the sense that I was a very healthy 24-year-old and a very sick 25-year-old. And the in-between was my visit to a dentist that got me 12 mercury amalgam fillings. The medical system at its best. Did you know that the third most frequent cause of death in America is a medical intervention? Number one, heart disease. Number two, cancer. Number three, medical intervention. And these could be, sometimes it's an error, sometimes it's an incident, but most of the times it's actually drugs, drug interactions prescribed correctly. And yet it's still the third leading cause of death. So going back to my issue, the industrial age has brought upon us a whole lot of wonderful advantages. We have more conveniences than we've had ever before. And we make food cheaper than we have ever done it, because, of course, industrial methods allow us to improve productivity. But what have we done? What is the price of it? We are currently in a very toxic environment. With every succeeding year, we are putting more and more stuff, chemical stuff, into the environment. It really got going after World War II, when the chemical industry, the petrochemical, let's call it oil and gas industry, and chemical and plastics got going, right? The first was, let's start using fertilizers. NPK, as in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, they're really effective. They make your plants grow faster. But it's also serving, it's causing the depletion of our soils, because when you are putting back only the three elements, but you're taking out all of the full spectrum of trace elements, whatever else is in the soil, it's getting less and less mineral rich. It's a wonderful story, if you will, wonderful quote unquote, where we have in 1937 a Senate report saying that 80% of mineralization had been lost from the plants back in 1937, looking back about 100 years back. Now, when you look at, well, it's 80-something years since 1937, and we have lost yet again a huge portion of the mineralization of our plants. What does that do? Well, it brings to us food that is rich in calories but poor in nutrients. And that causes us to eat more calories than what we need. At the same time, all these conveniences have given us this sedentary lifestyle. What's that mean? Well, we don't have to work as hard as our ancestors did. We are not working in the field. We're not walking 10 miles to the store on foot or riding on a horse, that sort of thing, right? So we're sedentary. We're not exercising enough. I have been promoting the idea that there are easily identifiable things that we control, or influences that cause the decline of our health. And the categories to me are malnutrition, stagnation, toxicity, and trauma. And malnutrition, I started talking about that, is a concept of the foods not providing us with enough nutrients. And whatever we're missing, if we don't compensate for it, if we don't find some way to ingest it, we'll end up with decline in health. The cells will not function optimally. So that's malnutrition. Toxicity is another one of these problems. As I started talking about that, it comes into our environment. It comes in the air. It comes in the water. It comes in the cosmetics we use, the cleaning products we use, the carpets, the car seats, the dashboards, all kinds of environments that we end up in that bring to us the heavy metals like mercury, lead, cadmium, or the toxic chemicals such as formaldehyde or dry cleaning fluids or other volatile organic compounds, or the forever chemicals like the fluorinated plastics or the BPA and all of that, which causes great deal of disruption of normal function. So toxicity, we need to find some way to, number one, reduce it from our environment. Number two, get it out of our bodies. That was the story of my life when all of a sudden at 25, I found myself becoming quite ill. And by the time I was 35, I thought I was going to become a wheelchair bound. I don't know. It was not going well. I had allergies. I had back pain. I had migraines. I had all kinds of health problems that were just not fun. Anyway, at age 35, I finally decided that I needed to change the course of the trajectory of my life. Be somebody else. Be responsible. Somehow, this society tries to turn us into passive consumers. This is the critical topic of my talk today. Yes, who is in charge here? I see myself now as a custodian of my body. If my body's fine, I'm able to carry out the work. So whatever job was given to me in this life on this earth. How do we look after it better? Right? Like there's just no way that you can perform your tasks and enjoy your life, right? There are pleasures given to the tasks at hand. We have defined happiness as pursuit of a worthy goal. So if you can find a goal that's worth doing and pursue it, you will probably wake up every day with some level of hope or joy or expectation that something useful is going to happen or that you will contribute to the greater cause. I don't think that there's much better thing to live than to be part of a mission that's greater than ourselves. And I think we find ourselves doing better in service of others. Anyway, so we have this health to look after, the body that we have to maintain or else suffer consequences. So now we have the inputs. The inputs are what we breathe, what we drink, what we touch, what we put on our bodies, what we wash our laundry with, and so on. Now we know that the entry points in our body are, some are more controlled or more protected than others. The one that's least protected is your olfactory or smelling sense. You inhale the air from your nose and it goes straight up right here into your brain. the olfactory nerve is actually connected directly. There's a direct path between your nose, what you inhale, and how it hits your brain. And interestingly enough, you will find that some smells will trigger you into emotional states. I don't know, if you remember going somewhere, smelling some food, cooking, and it reminds you of something instantly, and you find yourself transported into a place where, I don't know, somewhere in your childhood, remembering your grandmother or whatever it is that you'll end up remembering. So the reason I'm mentioning it is that the artificial fragrances that we are putting into the environment are supremely damaging. And I don't know, my theory is this: all the artificial fragrances that are put into laundry soaps and dryer sheets and into the air in the form of these electric driven things that waft artificial chemicals into the air are, I don't know, devil's work, terrible, just detrimental to all of our physical health, but also emotional health and our ability to work properly. So where are we? Toxicity, industrial exhalation, exhaust, and all of that, malnutrition, food that's grown in soils that have been depleted, stagnation, we are sedentary, we sit in cars and don't work enough, don't walk enough, and so on. That creates a situation in the body that's lack of movement creates stagnation, and stagnation is where, well, swamp. Think of a swamp. You are causing something that will promote rotting and putrefaction and decay. Movement is necessary. And last, trauma. Trauma is something that happens to all of us. It's not what happens. It's how we respond. To one person, it could be life-ending or emotional disaster that will wreck them for the rest of their life. To another person, it's just like water off of duck's back. They carry on. We have seen a lovely example of it just recently when Donald Trump was shot. How did he react? Did he cower? Or did he stand up and say, "You don't get me. I'm going to come after you. And look at us here." Anyway, what to say? Trauma is something that happens to all of us. And it needs to be resolved. It needs to be dealt with. And there are techniques that include neuro-linguistic programming or other methods like emotional code or body talk and EFT, emotional freedom technique. These are techniques that allow us to deal with and get rid of the consequences of events that have somehow traumatized us and got settled into the subconscious. That we need to work with and resolve. On the margin, we have a product called Cortisol Ease. Cortisol is the hormone that is the signaling molecule of stress or stress response. And people who are overproducing cortisol need help getting rid of it. And the Cortisol Ease is indeed the tool that will allow you to go to sleep without trouble, relax, and allow yourself to have a normal life rather than life of stress. The PTSD, post-traumatic stress, is something that will carry on into our lives and torture us. So anyway, Cortisol Ease was developed to help soldiers coming home, all the veterans. But it's equally useful to all the first responders who see things that they should never see. But it's not just the first responders. It happens to most of us. It happens to many of us that we end up in situations that end up stressing us. And that is a necessary tool. So if you need a bit of help, cortisol ease is the way to get out. Actually, I'm just thinking of it, right? The last 4 years, especially the COVID, gosh, especially that was something that has left us with post-traumatic stress. Which one of us has not? All right. Okay, if you want to get that, it's called Cortisol Ease, and the link is bit.ly/le-powerhour, POWERHOUR, power hour. I'm just being bothered here by incoming traffic. Sorry about that. I was given some specific instructions about brakes, and that's not happening here. All right. Okay, let's talk about something useful, right? The practical steps that you need to engage in or do in order to get your life in order. The tools that we have available for you in the one sec. Let me go through the list of things that we do need to take care of on the body in order to get the health right. One, you need to deal with your air. If you have, well, we'll get to it after the break. Let's just see what happens after we take a commercial break to support this station.
Empower your day by tuning in to the Power Hour live from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Time for dynamic discussions and electrifying energy. Got a burning question or a hot take? Call in at 888-429-5471 and be part of the conversation. Can't catch us live? No sweat. Replay the show anytime, anywhere by visiting thepowerhour.com. Want to stay ahead of the curve? Sign up for our daily newsletter and get exclusive show archives and guest info straight to your inbox. Prefer podcasts? We've got you covered on all major platforms and devices. So whether you're tuning in live or catching up on your commute, Power Hour is always within reach. Don't miss out. Join our community and make every hour a Power Hour, because your day deserves a boost.
Power your life with the best health, wellness, and readiness products from thepowermall.com. Each purchase you make doesn't just benefit you, it also supports independent news media. That's right. You're backing the good guys who bring you the truth. Feel good knowing that every dollar you spend helps small businesses grow. Imagine a community where your health is optimized and your mind is well informed. That's the future you're building with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. So, take the step today. Empower your wellness and support independent media. Shop smart. Shop independent. Shop thepowermall.com. Together, we make a difference.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
If your wellness routine needs a boost, you're in for a treat. Meet vitamin B17. Did you know that vitamin B17, also known as amygdalin, is a natural compound found in plant-based sources like bitter apricot seeds? It's time to explore how this powerful nutrient can support your overall well-being. Our vitamin B17 capsules and bitter apricot seeds are made with the highest quality standards, ensuring each product is pure, potent, and packed with benefits. Imagine starting your day with a boost of natural goodness. Vitamin B17 is known for its potential health benefits, from supporting your immune system to promoting general wellness. And for those who prefer a convenient option, our extra potent B17 500 milligrams capsules are here to help you on your journey to better health. Why choose Richardson Nutritional Center? Because we believe in providing you with the very best. Our products are meticulously processed to maintain their natural integrity and efficacy. Your health and satisfaction are our top priority. So what are you waiting for? Embark on a natural journey to wellness today. Head over to thepowermall.com or give us a call at 877-817-9829 to place your order. Discover the health benefits of vitamin B17 and take a step towards a healthier, happier you with Richardson Nutritional Center. Act now and feel the difference.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour.
Hey, welcome back. This is Martin Patella, the guest host at Power Mall at Power Hour. You will find me at Life Enthusiast, and you can connect to the website through the link bit.ly/le-power hour. Thank you for being here, and I would very much welcome your input, your comments, your questions. Feel free to ask. The phone number here is 888-429-5471. I'd like to talk about the ways we get attacked or damaged by our interaction with the environment. We human beings are dynamic entities, in the sense that a static entity or static balance would be achieved by a marble statue. It's set in stone and it doesn't interact with the environment. It just is. We are in a dynamic balance within the environment, interacting, inhale, exhale, ingest, excrete, and so on. Like, you cannot possibly just continue inhaling, you would blow up or you would end up in infinity. Likewise, you cannot exhale and keep exhaling, you would shrink to nothing. The main point is this: we interact with the environment and we exchange. We are covered with a protective layer. This skin is it's somewhat permeable, but it's quite resilient. And when we cut it, if you open it, that exposes the inner parts to the outside elements. And it needs to be fixed as quickly as possible, because if you get some unfriendly bacteria into the opening, you may end up with an injury that could kill you. Before the age of antibiotics, it was actually possible for a fellow to cut himself shaving, get an infection, and die of it a month or two later. So that is not a funny situation. Well, antibiotics, we are now reaching the point where the overuse of antibiotics is causing what's known as resistance. The bacteria that we're supposed to kill with these antibiotics are not all killed. Some of them survive, some of them adapt, and we are now coming up with antibiotic-resistant microbes. So these days, it's actually dangerous to go into a hospital because it's possible that you will be infected by one of those dangerous things. I can share a story of a friend who went to the hospital to have a fairly minor situation dealt with. He had a nerve that was just catching on a bone here in his shoulder. And the idea was that he's going to go in and they're going to shave off pieces of the bone so that the nerve doesn't catch on it, so he doesn't have this weird sensation. It was a laparoscopic surgery, just two small holes. They did the surgery, they did the operation, everything fine, except he caught an infection. Somehow that wound was infected, and he had to be put on progressively stronger antibiotics, because whatever was inside of him was not letting go. So finally, they gave him Cipro, which is very powerful, but has many side effects. For him, the side effect was that he lost vision in one of his eyes. Not funny, right? So he goes in for a simple operation to fix a little hole and ends up with loss of vision. And that changes your life a lot, because all of a sudden, one eye only, you lose the depth perception and all kinds of problems that go with it. That is the situation that we're dealing with, the dynamic interaction with our world. The number one thing we need to worry about is what comes in the air. Mold is one of the most challenging things to deal with. Mold is something that happens, especially black mold, aspergillus, that happens in wet, poorly ventilated houses. So flooding, of course, is terribly dangerous. We've already seen all the disaster situation where you have water gets inside of houses and you have to throw away everything it touched. You have to strip the house down to the studs, dry it out, bleach it out, make sure you kill all the fungus, and then you can rebuild. If you have mold in the house, it is putting a burden on your body. Some people resist better than others, but most will suffer. So if you have some condition that's just not resolving, some health problem that is bothering you, it's possible that you should very much check about the environment in your house. And it could be something very, very innocent. It could be just some leak inside a wall that's causing some wetness in the wall cavity, and it's black mold on the inside of the wall. Or it's under the floor. You could have just some mold growing under the floorboards, and it's getting into the house, and it could be causing you all kinds of health challenges. So that's one. Two, the other invisible challenge that we have is EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, or EMR, electromagnetic radiation. That is... especially the higher frequencies or the shorter waves, the 4G and now 5G, is triggering our cells to respond. It's called voltage-gated calcium channel. Calcium gets released into cells, all cells. And calcium is the signaling molecule for fight or flight, the stress side. Your autonomic nervous system that regulates whether you're relaxed or tense, whether your blood pressure is going up or down, whether your digestion is working well or not, whether you're sleeping or going to sleep with ease or not. All of that is regulated by the autonomic nervous system. And if you are in an environment that has fairly high levels of these electromagnetic waves, you may be getting triggered with these calcium channels, voltage-gated calcium channels, into being stressed, cannot sleep, anxiety, nervous, don't digest well, blood pressure goes up. All of these symptoms can be associated with the presence of electromagnetics. So if you can't get away from it, well, if it's in your home, try and turn off these things, especially if it's in the room where you sleep. But these things have a fairly broad reach. If you have cell towers in your neighborhood, you just don't get away from it. If you live in an apartment complex where every apartment has its own router, you don't get away from it. It reaches three houses across. We have come up with a solution. It's called Blue Shield. It's available in the Life Enthusiast website, and you will find it it's a device that sends out a signal talking to your autonomic nervous system and providing a message that says, ignore the irritation, stay calm. The two branches of the autonomic nervous system, the fight or flight versus rest, repair, digest. It sends you the message to go back to rest, go back to repair, go back to digest. And that's really very useful, especially if you're living in an urban setting where you have a lot of electromagnetic frequencies. The equipment, all the wireless stuff, right? The wireless phones, and then all the Bluetooth devices, and all the routers, and all the wireless computer connections, all of that. If you happen to be electrosensitive, you will be worse off than others. And that's the invisible level of trauma that's applied to us all the time. That, and air. If you need an air filter, we can certainly provide it. But first and foremost, make sure that you're not living in a moldy environment or working in a moldy environment. Finally, let's talk about water. Water is shipped to us through pipes, and the pipes are round and straight and linear. And as the water moves through the pipe, it actually is slowed down by the wall. And so the layers around the perimeter of the pipe, the water is slowing down at the walls, and it's flowing faster in the center. And what that causes is this laminar friction, where the water molecules are speeding or slowing past each other. So they're rubbing. By the time they get to you, they have built up a static charge. And this static charge increases the surface tension of the water, and it increases clustering. This charge in the water can be discharged. And when you do discharge it, the water improves in four ways. One is the surface tension is lowered, which actually is a lot like as if you added soap or detergent to the water. So things will dissolve better in that water. Or the opposite, this industrial water does not dissolve things well. Second is the pH. The pH shifts toward alkalinity. We humans are supposed to be mildly alkaline at 7.35 on the pH scale, or negative 25 millivolt if you're measuring it just electrically. So that's the story where we are told you need to alkalize. It's a good thing. We should not over-alkalize. We should be slightly off to the alkaline. Anyway, the point is that when you switch this water molecule arrangement, when you discharge those energies, the water goes from acidic into the mildly alkaline. The other thing that it does, it improves ORP, oxidation reduction potential, which means that it will be supporting wellness as opposed to illness. And lastly, it will lower the clustering of the water. And this is really important because individual cells will allow water in only through this tiniest opening called aquaporin channel. And it's only allowing one molecule at a time, not clusters. So if you have water that's 99% clustered and only a small amount of it is unclustered, you will be irrigating merrily. You could be drinking a gallon of water a day, and you still could be feeling parched. What we need is for the water to get inside the cells rather than just flowing by the cells. And for that, we need this declustered water. So to that end, and you may have heard of it before, we have promoted it on Power Hour before, it's called the PRILS. Transderma PRILS are, these are small ceramic devices that you can put into, like this. You need to pre-treat the water. Normally in nature, the water flows in a creek cascading over rocks and it's spiraling and it's vortexing, and that's the way it breaks up the clusters and discharges the energies. So you can do that manually, right? Like you could vortex the water. You can get a bucket and a paddle and start spinning the water, turning it clockwise and counterclockwise and clockwise again and counterclockwise again. And after a while, the water will also be properly clustered, discharged, ready to be used effectively. Or these ceramic devices that we make available, you put them into a jug, preferably glass or ceramic, glazed ceramic, and that will discharge the water before you get to use it. And that's really important because you will be better hydrated, especially at the cellular level, which means that nutrients will get in and toxins will get out with greater efficiency. Now, hydrating means that your cells will be plumper. Grapes rather than raisins, or plums rather than prunes, right? So older people, you see them losing their moisture and becoming more wrinkled and skin dry and paper thin and all of that. Well, cellular hydration helps with that. So you would want to have one of these very inexpensive $40 gizmo will last you probably 10 years before you need to replace any of it, drinking unclustered discharged water. Super important. It's inexpensive and it's important. So that's the water we drink. Beyond that, the water should be filtered. Here's why. We put chlorine in drinking water. Why? To kill the dangerous microbes. Well, chlorine is actually quite indiscriminate. It kills everything. And so what you will do is you will kill your microbiome, the creatures that live within your gut, if or when you drink tap water straight without removing the chlorine. Not a very good idea. Please drink filtered water. Sometimes people call it spring water. Spring as is never chlorinated, but I would be asking the question, has it been chlorinated? If yes, remove it. It doesn't have to be very fancy. Any carbon block filter will remove it. Although, like in my house, I'm using a reverse osmosis filter because I want to remove all things out of water. What comes these days, especially if your city is taking river water, it takes water from upstream, right? And the upstream is discharging their sewage into the river. So you will have pharmaceuticals, chemicals, all kinds of things in the water that will be coming through. So I'm a bit of a water fanatic. I use reverse osmosis to filter it all out. Distillation works rather well too. So So that's chlorine. The second thing that I want to mention that is a very strong antibiotic is called glyphosate. Glyphosate is the main ingredient in Roundup. And the industrial agriculture has been using Roundup in large quantities in America. And they are claiming that it's not dangerous to humans. And it's not directly, but here's what it does. The way you kill the plant with Roundup is when you apply it, it actually kills the microbes at the roots of the plant. And so the plant's ability to uptake nutrients is blocked. And what that does is kill the plants. It starves. So these days, glyphosate has been used on wheat. They spray the field when they're ready to harvest, and the plant, in the process of dying, pushes all of its energy into the grain, into its progeny. It really wants to preserve its next generation, so it creates better-looking wheat. And it also, in the process of dying, dries out. So it's really easy to harvest. So this is a phenomenal advantage because you have drier grain and you have greater yield. Now this glyphosate stays on the plant in just trace amounts. It's not a lot. But as you consume it, it gets in your gut and it's an antibiotic. It kills the microbes and it's causing a great deal of trouble in the human body. This has now started to be applied to not just wheat, but also to lentils and to chickpeas or garbanzos. So if you are not buying these in organic labeled, then you're in trouble because you are that you're killing something. All right, we have Eric from Missouri on the line, and I would love to hear from that. Let's see, can we put it online? Hi, Eric.
I've used your rub-on magnesium, and it's, you know, it does help you sleep, but I was wondering, what form is that in? Because like another vendor will come on and say, like the magnesium, it's got to be natural. It'll just say magnesium versus whatever the chemical name is of magnesium you'd buy, say, at Walmart. Or does it matter rub it on?
Well, the way we use magnesium is we actually use this structured water, and we dissolve in it magnesium chloride. And of course, minerals go ionic once you dissolve them in water. So you have the magnesium ions separated from the chloride ions. And chloride ions are most likely used in your stomach to make hydrochloric acid. So it supports your digestion. Magnesium is really interesting. It's a mineral that is an antidote to calcium. I was talking about calcium, how it triggers the fight or flight side of the autonomic nervous system. Magnesium is on the other side of the seesaw, and it triggers the rest, repair, digest side of the autonomic nervous system, which means that you will be sleeping better, your blood pressure will be lower, your digestion will be stronger, and all of that. Now, the reason we're using this version of it to rub it on the skin is the following. When you take magnesium orally down the mouth, it actually speeds up the peristalsis in the gut tremendously. Meaning this, if you take enough magnesium to be taking a therapeutic dose, you will also give yourself a diarrhea at the same time, which is not terribly desirable. So that's why we use the topical version that you rub on your skin so it can absorb through the skin into the lymphatic system and be distributed through the body by bypassing the gut. Am I answering what you asked?
Yeah, that's good. And you mentioned structural water. Do you recommend a particular machine that makes structured water? Because I heard one on late night radio and it was like $5,400.
Okay, well, you can have structured water for $40 using the Prills.
that makes structured water? I didn't know that.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's the whole idea. Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be an expensive tool. You just need a gallon-sized jug. The way I got my jug is I went to a store and bought a gallon of apple cider in a glass jug, enjoyed the cider, and now I have a free glass jug. You can buy these glass jugs on Amazon for like $10 or something like that.
Or you can get them out of the recycle bin where people throw their wine bottles away. But okay. All right. Thank you. That helps.
Awesome. Great. So, yes, the magnesium question is really relevant because we have to manage the autonomic nervous system. You are healing with the presence of magnesium. You're stressing in the presence of calcium. So, yes, calcium is important. It's structural and all of that. But you need more magnesium than calcium to stay relaxed and stress-free. So, again, you can find these products, including the magnesium. It's called magnesium oil. And you can find it. Go to bit.ly/LE-PowerHour. Come to the website. This is the store, Life Enthusiast store, that has all of the products that were available at the Power Mall, including the North American Herb and Spice, including the Miracle 2 soaps, including the, what do we call them? Transderma, frills, and all of the water treatment tools, and much, much more. We have all of the nutrients. Remember the four words, the toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma. Well, we at least have something for the electromagnetic trauma. For the stagnation, we have rebounders. If you can't walk, at least you can rebound. And we have a lot of tools for detoxification. I didn't get into it deeply, but how about that? All right, we have Helen online too. Let's go, Helen.
Good morning or good afternoon. I use the Prills and have been using them for years, but I heard you say a glaze ceramic. I have one of those old water containers where you put the 5-gallon jug on the top and there's that ceramic thing on the bottom.
Yep. That's the good one. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but yes, you have the right to keep using it. It's that ceramic thing with a spigot. Keep using that. That's the Prills one. Anyway, thank you, folks. This is Martin Pitella.
There has never been a better time to buy gold and silver. To buy gold and silver direct, call our partners at Cornerstone Asset Metals. You can reach them at 888-747-3309 and make sure to tell them the Power Hour sent you.
In a world full of uncertainties, one thing you can control is your preparedness. Heaven's Harvest is here to help you protect your family when it matters most. Imagine having peace of mind with every meal, knowing it's non-GMO and made right here in the USA. From emergency survival food that lasts up to 25 years to heirloom seeds that ensure your garden thrives, we've got you covered. Why wait for a crisis when you can be ready now? With Heaven's Harvest, you're not just buying supplies, you're investing in your family's future. Secure your peace of mind with Heaven's Harvest. Stay prepared, stay safe. Your family deserves it. Visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 and take the first step towards ultimate preparedness today.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV, a place for answers.